President Obama pledged to cut the backlog of veterans' claims when he campaigned for the White House the first time. So what's the latest? Well, records obtained by the Washington Guardian show that as of November 5th, the day before re-election, 558,000 of the 820,000 veterans seeking disability coverage had their claims pending for more than 125 days, or over the target of 125 days. Joining us live is John Solomon. He's president and executive editor of the Washington Guardian, which has looked into this and has found that for those veterans who have in many cases done everything they could for this country, it doesn't seem we're doing everything that we can for them in return, John.
Yeah, no, that's really the storyline. The VA has all sorts of problems, but we just went through an election where you heard all the members of Congress, the president, all the candidates saying how much they wanted to do for veterans. And here, right before our eyes, just in the last 2 years, the backlog of disability cases has doubled. We went from 36% to 68% in just 2 years. And it doesn't sound, particularly to those veterans on the front lines, like they're getting much of the help they've been promised.
I guess one of the big reasons for the increased delays is because of the decision a couple of years ago to approve a whole bunch of new illnesses to be covered under disability claims.
That's right. There's two pipelines that are clogging the system up. One is we have so many of the Iraq and Afghanistan war veterans coming back. They have enormous needs, and so they go to the front of the line, and they're trying to process those. And then in 2010, the VA made a very popular decision to go back and reauthorize benefit coverage for other ailments related to Agent Orange or Vietnam veterans. And the combination of those two traffic lines coming into the system has basically overrun its capabilities.
Now, that may be the case, John, but there are people, it seems every time you talk with a veteran who has had to turn to the VA, you hear another story of frustration and delays, and it's been going on forever.
It has. I mean, this story is as old as late 80s is when we first started to see backlogs, and it just has gotten worse and worse through the years. And I think what frustrates veterans, we went out yesterday to a veterans celebration, and the veterans were lining up to be interviewed about what problems and tales they have. You know, on top of the backlog, you see things like a $6 million trip that VA took to Orlando, or $5 million of software that they bought and never used. And I think the waste, the fraud, and then you add the backlogs, and you really have a group of veterans that have a lot of claims and frustrations that are worthy.
Is it as simple as hiring more people?
Some of it is going to require hiring more people. There's no doubt about that. Retraining workers so that they don't make errors. There's a lot more errors occurring in the system as it's under stress, and that means veterans have to go through the system twice. If you have to appeal your case, the average wait time is 883 days.
Oh, man.
It's just unbelievable. So more people moving from a paper to a digital system and training are going to be the three solutions.
So sad in all of this, and maybe it gets lost as we take a look at the numbers and are frustrated enough with that, is that these veterans and their families who are so now dependent on us to help them after we were dependent on them to help us,
right,
aren't getting in return what they gave.
Oh, that's so true. I talked to a fellow out in New Jersey who processes veterans' claims, and there was a widow whose husband died. They'd been married 53 years. He had been approved for benefits. She needed medical help, and they waited 7 months to give her the money because they wanted her to prove that she hadn't remarried already in the few months after her husband's death. And those sort of stories of bureaucratic bungling, I think, just turn people red in the face.
Well, let's hope it gets better. It's a good story, John. Thanks for shining a light on it.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
You too, John Solomon from the Washington Guardian.